With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new business program is designed to support Forest County Potawatomi tribal members looking to launch and build their businesses. Potawatomi Ventures is the economic arm of the tribe. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on their new entrepreneurship program.
As a Native American woman working in corporate America, Alexis Harris didn't always feel like she had community or people she could relate to.
I know how important that is when you're building something and when you're starting something new. So just being able to have those around you that you can relate to is really important.
Now, as director of Wadut Innovation Community, Harris is ensuring Potawatomi Ventures' new entrepreneurial training program is built on community.
We are integrating those business fundamentals with, again, those cultural practices, some traditional knowledge, and then including those expert guest speakers and also community building activities.
Wadut Innovation Community will offer 2 cohorts annually for 15-week sessions. Classes will range from marketing plans and legal readiness to financing and pitching. In-person classes will be held once a week at the Forest County Potawatomi Community Center. The first cohort is open only to Forest County Potawatomi tribal members, their spouses, and descendants. Future cohorts will be open to entrepreneurs across Indian country.
We know that in not only Forest County Potawatomi community, but in all Native communities, that great ideas exist, right? But oftentimes, these ideas exist without the tools and support needed to bring them to life. And really, that's what we're wanting to bring into the community, is the tools, the resources, the ecosystem to help these aspiring and existing entrepreneurs like thrive and contribute to community and really help build their economies.
There is a virtual information session coming up on June 18th. We have a link to register as well as more information about the Wadut Innovation Community at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Harris says in the future, they're aiming to expand the program to youth and are looking to create an official incubator and co-working space. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A Wausau man has pled guilty in a $14 million scam. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin says Stanley Pofall entered pleas to wire fraud and money laundering. He allegedly defrauded investors and used the money to fund his lifestyle. That included the purchase of hundreds of motorcycles, snowmobiles, and vehicles. Court documents say between May of 2019 and June of 2025, Pofall offered investment opportunities including cryptocurrency, real estate flipping, artificial intelligence technology, gold, silver, and emeralds. He promised a return of at least 20%. He also claimed investment principal was not at risk. Some of the new money coming in was paid to longer-term investors in a Ponzi scheme. Pofall will be sentenced September 2nd. A new public alert and warning system will be launching in Lincoln County. Lincoln County Emergency Management says enrollment is now open for Lincoln County Alerts, which goes live June 19th. The system will provide emergency information from public safety officials, such things as severe weather, evacuations, missing vulnerable persons, road closures, and large event safety alerts will be included. Emergency management leaders say Lincoln County Alerts will allow people to be reached faster, more clearly, and through more than one channel. Visitors are also encouraged to enroll. You can sign up through the Lincoln County website. Wisconsin counties are preparing for the local impacts of federal changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The state is one of 10 where counties are responsible for administering SNAP or food share benefits. They're facing several administrative changes included in H.R. 1, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Hope Otto with the Racine County Human Services Department says that even though Wisconsin is stepping up to fill some immediate gaps, they have concerns about potential impacts on food share recipients and ripple effects on communities.
So we are going to be able to make the 2027 budget. The concern is we're in a political season. Will that change? And what will the impacts be at the local level if that does happen?
Otto says food share recipients contribute about $8 million every month to local grocery stores and businesses. In response to program changes, she says her office is meeting monthly with community leaders to discuss emergency response strategies and outreach to vulnerable populations. Otto stresses the importance of their role to align community resources from both government and philanthropic topic sources. She says they're proactively working to address the interconnected nature of housing, food, and medical insecurity.
I view the county's role as being a convener and facilitator for conversation because we are the largest social services network in our community and carry the most safety net services.
Changes in HR 1 now require states and counties to take on 75% of administrative expenses for SNAP. States must also operate under a 6% error rate or they'll be financially penalized. Otto says Racine County currently has a 3% error rate, but it is just one of 11 agencies through which the state's food share program is administered. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A Wisconsin Beagle research facility that's drawn animal welfare protests is closing and its remaining dogs are being taken in by a Florida rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue announced Monday that it had reached an agreement for the permanent closure of Ridgeland Farms in southern Wisconsin and the transfer of its 475 remaining beagles starting this week. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.